Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Stones together to what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimini? Is there hope for the future, say the brown bells of Methel? Who made the mine owner, say the black bells of Rhondda? And who robbed the miner, say the grim bells of Blina? They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimini? Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if, say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimini? What will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimini? Is there hope for the future, say the brown bells of Methel? Who made the mine owner, say the black bells of Rhondda? And who robbed the miner, say the grim bells of Blina? They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimini? Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if, say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me, say the sad bells of Rimini?
Seeger, a long and storied life for sure. 1919 to 2014, 94 years old, we lost Pete Seeger this week. Starting things off on the official part of Out of the Woods this week with the Bells of Rimini, taking that one from the Sony Legacy version of the Essential Pete Seeger. There are a number of compilations of that under that title out there. This is the single disc version that we have here, and a great song. And of course, you may also have heard the Birds sing that one. And we did start off the official part of the show today with the Birds doing Pete's Turn, Turn, Turn to Everything There Is a Season. And we're sending that one out to Michelle by request. And she should stay tuned because that one might turn up again, no pun intended, later on in the program. Well, welcome to Out of the Woods, 3 hours of mostly acoustic music here, as we do every week from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Folks who got to tune in a little early locally got to hear some more Pete Seeger, as well as a Weaver's track in there, which is the only Weaver's track I have, I'm afraid. I should have taken Greg up on the offer to dig up some Weavers for me this week, but we snuck that one in for Greg there before the show started, and the folks on the podcast will probably get to hear all of that stuff. But unfortunately, if you listen to the streams on the Global Voice or Boston Free Radio, you probably won't get to see that, hear that, because we are limited for time, and we do have a lot of stuff we want to get into the show today. It was a very tough thing trying to dig out a few Pete Seeger things and what to include, what not to include. So basically, I went through and picked a bunch that I just sort of liked myself, and I put out a plea for requests earlier in the week, and we added those in as well. So thanks to all those folks who sent me requests throughout the week. We're going to keep it going right now with one from my good friend Rick Polari, who's been a multiple-time guest here on Out of the Woods and the Song Swap and whatever other shows I've had over the years. And this is sort of a live track, not technically. It was recorded live, not in front of an audience, other than the old guy sitting in front of him here, whose name is Pete Seeger. And a few other folks in the room, too, I believe. But it's a song that Rick wrote along with Utah Phillips for Pete called Pass It On Again. And it was at the Beacon Sloop Club back in 1999. And here it is for you on Out of the Woods.
I have a little surprise I want to do for you off camera.
All right, shut up.
This is a song that Utah Phillips and I wrote for you. I was just with Utah about a week and a half ago.
Oh my gosh.
And he wrote the words, and I tried to put a tune to it. He said that he wrote the words when you came out to see him out in California. And he said he always wanted to tell you how much that you have meant to him. So he wrote this song. And then I was visiting, and he said, Rick, he says, I don't know, I haven't been able to come up with a melody. There's a part of it that's your words at, near the end. Let me tell you of a jewel in the middle of my mind. A voice so pure and simple, it helps my light shine. It's a name you'll remember, a face you can't forget. A voice that time is aging, but he's still singing yet. He gave his voice to the people everywhere he's been. Lift every voice and sing out and pass it on again. He gave his voice to the people everywhere he's been. Lift every voice and sing out and pass it on again. From the picket line to Peekskill, he's always there to sing. From Seabrook to the Pentagon, you can hear his banjo ring. From Selma to Delano and a thousand places more, his voice is like clear water running on the Hudson shore. He gave his voice to the people everywhere he's been. Lift every voice and sing out and pass it on again. He gave his voice to the people everywhere he's been. Lift every voice and sing out and pass it on again. Oh, sacred world, now wounded, we pledge to make you free. Free of war, free of hate or selfish cruelty. And here in our small corner, we plant a tiny seed, and it will grow in beauty to shame the face of greed. Let me tell you of a jewel in the middle of my mind, a voice so pure and simple, it helps my light shine. It's a name you'll remember, a face you can't forget, a voice that time is aging, but he's still singing yet. He gave his voice to the people everywhere he's been. Lift every voice and sing out and pass it on again. Lift every voice and sing out and pass it on again. Happy birthday, Pete.
My gosh almighty. Well, that's a beautiful present.
We've got another present. Yeah. We've got your favorite cake.
Oh. My mother made cake.
An old one. There was a lofty ship and she put out to sea. The name of this ship was the Golden Vanity. As she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. Now you don't need to sing loud, but it would sound real pretty if you come in on that harp. Chorus. As she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. Well, they had not been out but 2 weeks or three, till she was overtaken by a Turkish reveille. As she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. Then up spake our little cabin boy, saying, what will you give me if I will them destroy, if I'll sink them in the low and lonesome low, if I sink them in the lonesome sea. The man that them destroys, our captain then replied, £5,000 and my daughter for his bride, if he sinks them in the low and lonesome low, if he sinks them in the lonesome sea. Well, the boy smote his breast and down jumped he. He swum till he come to that Turkish reveille. As she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. He had a little tool that was made for the use. He bored 9 holes in her hull all at once, and he sunk her in the low and lonesome low, and he sunk her in the lonesome sea. Then he swum back to his ship, he beat upon the side, cried, Captain, pick me up, for I'm wearied with the tide, and I'm sinking in the low and lonesome low, I am sinking in the lonesome sea. No, I will not pick you up, the captain then replied, I'll shoot you, I'll drown you, I'll sink you in the tide, I will sink you in the low and lonesome low, I will sink you in the lonesome sea. If it was not for the love that I bear for your men, I would do unto you as I did unto them. I would sink you in the low and lonesome low. I will sink you in the lonesome sea. Then the boy bowed his head and down sunk he. Farewell, farewell to the golden vanity as she sailed upon the low and lonesome low. As she sailed upon the lonesome sea. All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown. Moon rolls through the nighttime till daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, still I wonder why. Seasons spinning round again, years keep rolling by.
We're all gonna miss Harry an awful lot, you know, his songs will keep going. Hey, sing it along again.
All my life's a circle, sunrise and sundown, sunrise and sundown.
Moon rolls through the nighttime,
moon rolls through the night,
till daybreak comes around,
till daybreak comes around.
All my life,
all my life,
still I wonder why,
still I wonder why.
Season spinning round again,
season spinning round again.
Years keep rolling by,
years keep rolling by.
Seems like I've been here before, can't remember when. I got this funny feeling we'll all be together again.
No straight lines make up my life, all my roads have bends. No clear-cut beginnings, so far no dead ends.
All my life,
all my life,
sunrise and sundown,
sunrise and sundown.
Moon rolls through the night time,
moon rolls through the night
time. Till daybreak comes around, spinning round again. Years keep rolling by.
Years keep rolling by.
I've met you a thousand times, I guess you've done the same. Then we lose each other, it's like a children's game. But now I find you here again, the thought comes to my mind, our love is like a circle, let's go round one more time.
All my life's a circle, sunrise and sunlight.
Sing it, and the men stay quiet and listen to all the women sing. You all set? All my life's a circle. Moon rolls through the nighttime.
The
daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle.
All my
still I wonder why. Seasons spinning round, years keep rolling by. Everybody on my life's a circle. Once a very humble and brave slave who went by the name of James F. Brown. And oh, how he had visions of freedom. Though he was a very prideful and respected man, his life was filled with bitterness and strife. One day around the year of 1825, James stole away from Fredericktown, Maryland. Driven by the sweet smell of freedom, he made his way north to New York City, then upriver in a valley called the Hudson, with a river that flows both ways. James found honest labor as a coachman and a gardener for a merciful and just family by the name of Verplank, old Dutch family. During his years with the Verplanks, James managed to pay for his freedom, purchase his own home, and even became one of the very first black men to be able to vote, and then became part of a group of black men that purchased a colored burial ground where black men and women could be buried with pride. It's great men like James and Dr. King who kept their eyes on the prize. And because of their dreams, we now have a man in office by the name of Barack Obama, keeping that vision alive.
Pete Seeger, once again, here on Out of the Woods. Yes, indeed. And one of the last tracks he ever did from a CD called Tomorrow's Children, and a song called I See Freedom. And you can tell that's a recent one there for sure from the lyrics toward the end of the song. We also had Circles in there for you, going out to Dawn, actually, out by request. Taking that from the live Precious Friend CD, which Pete did with Arlo Guthrie. And, of course, Arlo is probably, I would say, my introduction to Pete Seeger, because before Arlo, I really didn't know anything about Pete Seeger, who he was, or anything else, because I was a kid, and I was a huge Arlo Guthrie fan growing up in my early teens, and that's when I started listening to Arlo. And Arlo actually was nice enough to send these personally to me back in the day, a bunch of his live stuff and whatever he was working on at the time, and a nice autographed photo and the whole kit and caboodle. But thanks to Arlo, we have a bunch of the live Pete Seeger things that Arlo did with him. Also from that, just before that, not from the same one, but from Together in Concert, another one of the Arlo and Pete live things, we heard Golden Vanity. And to start off the set, our good friend Rick Polleri and a song he co-wrote with Utah Phillips for Pete Seeger. And Pete was there, and you could hear him in the beginning and toward the end as well, the reaction they got from Pete on his birthday back in 1999, recorded live at the Beacon Sloop Club. I assume there was a show going on that day, but as you could tell, there was nobody in there except for a few close friends, and that was called Pass It On Again. A song for Pete. Nice stuff. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calker. Glad to have you along. Like I mentioned before, we are celebrating the life of Pete Seeger, who we lost this week at the age of 94. So all Pete and Pete-related material this week on the show. I do have a bunch of requests, but most of the show is my favorites. So if you want to replace one of my favorites with one of yours, you're more than welcome to if you're listening here live and local on a Thursday night. All you got to do is call me up at 526-3494 if you're listening here in New Hampshire today. My new friend, Andy Revkin, has a CD out called A Very Fine Line. And he's also a very close friend and bandmate occasionally of Pete Seeger. And he was in the hospital with Pete this week before he passed away. And the song we're going to play for you next, Andy actually played for Pete this week while he was in the hospital before he passed away. The title of the CD, Andy told me as well, A Very Fine Line, which is also one of the songs on the disc, but we're not going to play that one. He was telling me this week that the notation for the song, Pete actually helped him along with that and wrote it out for him. And unfortunately, he can't find where the original handwritten notes from Pete are at this point, but we'll have to play that one in the future. But we're going to play the one that Andy played. I should also mention that Andy is a journalist and had a nice article in the New York Times this week about Pete as well. There's lots of fabulous articles in all kinds of news out there. All the big news organizations had some really neat exposés and remembrances about Pete Seeger this week. So check all those out if you get a chance. But yes, Andy had a great one as well. And you could search him out. Just punch in Andy Revkin, R-E-V-K-I-N, in New York Times, and you'll come up with his article. We're going to play it right now, though, for you. And this is one about the Hudson Valley, which, of course, is Pete Seeger's old stomping grounds as well. So it's appropriate. Here's Breakneck Ridge on Out of the Woods.
From Breakneck Ridge to the Bear Mountain Bridge and all that lies between. In autumn's gold and winter's snows and spring and summer's green. Those salty tides. My friends from Rocky Mountains high, they crave their starry skies. Some flock to California sunsets glow like ale. But it's Hudson River, banks and hills that make my soul set sail. From Breakneck Ridge to the Bear Mountain Bridge, all that lies between. In autumn's gold and winter's snows, and spring and summer's green. A billion years of time and toil are etched in these old hills, carved by ice and dynamite, but they stand firm here still. Seen tomahawks and cannon fire and mighty industries, but these Hudson Highlands will endure when we are history. From Breakneck Ridge to the Bear Mountain Bridge, all that lies between. In autumn's gold and winter's snows, and spring and summer's green. From Breakneck Ridge to the Bear Mountain Bridge, and all that lies between. In autumn's gold and winter's snows, and spring and summer's green. Been up toward the pole, but when I'm gone, please let me lie in Hudson Valley soil. From Breakneck Ridge to the Bear Mountain Bridge, all that lies between. In autumn's gold and winter's snows, and spring and summer's green. In autumn's gold and winter's snows, and spring and summer's green.
John Henry was a little baby sitting on his papa's knee, and he picks up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Cried, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. A hammer's gonna be the death of me. I said, a hammer's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. A hammer's gonna be the death of me. Steam drill around. I'm gonna bring a steam drill out on the job. I'm gonna whop that steel on down, down, down. Whop that steel on down. I'm gonna whop that steel on down, down, down. Whop that steel on. John Henry said to his captain, Lord, a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I'd let your steam drill beat me down, I'd die with a hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I would die with a hammer in my hand. I would die with a hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with a hammer in my hand.
He thought he was mighty fine, but John Henry drove 15 feet and the steam drill only made 9. Log, log, steam drill only made 9. I said the steam drill only made 9. Log, log, steam drill. John Henry hammered in the morning, his hammer was striking fire, but he worked so hard he broke his poor heart, and he laid down his hammer and he died. Log, log, laid down his hammer and he died. I said he laid down his hammer and he died. Log, log, laid down his hammer and he died. Now John Henry had a little woman, her name was Polly Ann. John Henry took sick and he went to his bed, and Polly Ann drove steam like a man. Log, log, Polly Ann drove steam like a man. I said Polly Ann drove steam like a man. Log, log, Polly Ann drove steam like a man. So every Monday morning when the bluebird began to sing, you can hear John Henry a mile or more. You can hear John Henry's hammering. You can hear John Henry's hammering. You can hear John Henry's hammering. Lord, Lord, hear John Henry. Oh, John Henry had a little baby, you could hold him in the palm of your hand. And the last words I heard that poor boy say, my daddy was a steel-driving man. Lord, Lord, my daddy was a steel-driving man. I said my daddy was a steel-driving man. Lord, my daddy was a steel.
Songs I sing turn to ashes on my tongue. When I look in the mirror, see that I'm no longer young. And I gotta start the job of separating false from true. And then I know I need the love of you. When I found tarnish on some of my brightest dreams, when some folks I trusted turn out not to be what they seem, then I got to start the job of separating false from true. And once more I know I need the love of you. Thank you. song I sing can make the politicians change their mind. And no song I sing will take the gun from a hate-filled mind. But I promise you, brothers and sisters of every skin, I'll sing your story while I've breath within. We got to keep on keeping on, even when the sun go down. And you gotta keep on living, living till another day come around. Meanwhile, you better start over, separating false from true. Love of you.
Together there. Yeah, and that was from a very recent compilation of sorts called Pete Remembers Woody, and has all kinds of stuff. It was done in the around the time of the big 100th birthday for Woody Guthrie last year. And thanks to Fred Gillen Jr. for dropping off the disc. We didn't have a copy of it, and he had one on him, and he passed it along and said, here, take this one. Thank you, Fred. Definitely. Great stuff there. Before that, we heard from Guy Davis, another great old Pete song, one that Pete wrote back in 1968 after Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, called False from True. And that comes from a great double CD compilation of Pete Seeger covers in tribute to him. It came out many years ago, back in the 90s, I think it was. But I still have my original copy here. When was it? 1998 came out. And a real nice compilation called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? The Songs of Pete Seeger. We had Pete in there again from the Essential Pete Seeger and John Henry. And started it off, Andy Revkin, and one he did about the Hudson Valley. And I mentioned once again, he played that one for Pete in the hospital the week he passed away, and called Breakneck Ridge from his CD, of his new CD, A Very Fine Line. Definitely worth checking out, Andy Revkin. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. And I just remembered we have not been taking our breaks as we are supposed to. We've been all wrapped up in this, so we're going to take one right now, I think, as soon as I get this all set for you here. But yeah, if you got a Pete request, send it to me here. If you're listening live on a Thursday, 526-3494, and I'll get it on for you. All right, we'll be right back after this.